It's a call to order for the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority Monthly Board Meeting for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. Would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All board members are present. Fire Chief Heaton is attending telephonically. We have Battalion Chief Pantoja attending. Welcome to our guests. Next item is Fire Chief's report.
Fire Chief's report. I got it. I'm going to look for Chief Heaton today. So we have seven new applicants received for this month coming up. Mountain Power, we're currently 100%. We have training coming up with district daily training for the month of April, EMS drills, medical emergency, fire drills, continue with MCS operations. Myself, Captain Huerta, Captain Lopez, Captain Morales brothers are continuing with training and education at this time. Also, we have done during the month of March, April 2026, we have assisted 79 citizens with smoke detectors, challenges, batteries, and home safety repairs. The assistance was for residents that are not able to perform the work of on their own. And also we conducted a fire drill with ACES here the month of March.
Okay. The next item is staff reports.
Staff reports. We have ran month of March, we ran 171 calls. Our average response time was 4 minutes, 66 seconds.
Do you have any correspondence?
I don't have any. I didn't have correspondence. She's going to be doing that.
Okay.
Motion we just had multiple thank yous for services rendered during the month.
Okay. Motion to approve the fire chief's report, staff reports.
I move.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to pass the fire approve the fire chief's report and staff reports. The next item is a consent agenda. Do you guys want to cover anything on that?
Just that all bills are paid. We're still carrying $479,000, and financials are looking good for the year. We're running right exactly where we wanted to be for the fiscal year.
Okay. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll move.
Second.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is call the public, Mr. Unger.
Yeah, may I ask where the chief is?
He's attending telephonically.
A what?
He's attending telephonically remotely.
May I ask, is he on vacation or is he on business? Or?
That's not pertinent to this conversation.
Oh, it's not?
You're burning up your time, sir. If you have something to say, please say it.
Okay. Well, you weren't here last month. And there was a woman here that got up and asked a couple questions that you postponed what she was discussing as far as increasing the boundaries. And I sat and I just was kind of amazed how the board just sat there and said nothing. Of course, that's normal. And then she asked you just to postpone it so she'd give you more information because she was involved in this in Eloy. And nobody gave her the courtesy because your boss, apparently the chief, wanted on the agenda and wanted it voted on last month. So is there a reason why when people get up here, I've requested information for 4 or 5 months, you are supposed to be his boss, and you guys are not even apparently talking to the chief to ask if I got that information. What do I have to do to the board to get them to start doing their job with the chief? I give you the request. I don't get it. Can somebody give me the reason why? I know you ain't going to say no. That's normal. And this is a kangaroo bullshit in plain words.
Next item number 10, old business none. Number 10, under new business, discussion and possible action regarding 26-27 proposed preliminary PCFMA budget.
Chief? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So everybody has a copy of the 2026-2027 proposed draft. It's the AZCFD/PCFMA budget. You'll see in the columns we went up almost $249,000 in assessed values before we add any contracts in. So we're going to go from $3.086 million to $3.362 million. Again, this is just a preliminary food for thought for the board members. We'll have the vote on it in the May meeting, and I'm open for any questions during the month after the board member gets a chance to look at it. Thank you.
All right. Next item under new business under letter B is discussion and possible action regarding business due diligence documents, CIP forms.
Again, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, again, these items, B and C, will put under the new business action items. Again, Chief Pantoja has the form. Item A, discussion of possible action, business due diligence, CIP form, and the discussion of possible action, Enterprise Bank Trust Signers Updates. This is just our annual update from year over year for April. So, per the meeting on April 14, 2026, we are updating the signers on the checking account 603-080-1068 at Enterprise Bank and Trust. Please remove Dean Cron, Lloyd Dwayne Hill, Randall Johnson, Tim McCain, Randall Lee Wittenberg. The new signers are Board Chairman Ken Davis, Board Clerk Alan Rogers, Board Members Rob Million, Lloyd Stone, and Sherry Frosch. Mr. Chairman, we'll just need a motion and a vote for this item, and then Chief Pantoja has the sheet for signatures after the meeting has concluded.
Okay, motion to approve.
I'll motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, the next item is next
week. Mr. Chairman?
Sir, please be quiet.
Are you allowed to have a gun in here?
Please be quiet or leave.
Are you allowed to carry a gun in here?
He can leave, sir.
You're gonna have to go.
He's got a gun.
The next meeting date, regular business meeting, will be May 12th, 2026. Agenda items for the meeting are due by May 5th, 2026. No motion for adjournment.
I move.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.